This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor, and a warm hello to everyone. It's so great to be back with all of you this week. Last week, I took a little hiatus because I'm going to be honest with you. I was in a really funky place. So today's topic hits really close to home because I was dealing with some major funk, and it kind of came out of nowhere. So I want to welcome you to our topic today, kicking the funk to the curb. As always, before we dive into our topic, I'd like to share with you the attraction factor tip of the week, and that is to heck with what others think. And I'll begin this tip with a quote that I found that I absolutely love, and that is, it is easy to believe you are not good enough if you listen to everybody else. A person by the name of Mackenzie Ashton said that. And I think, you know, that's so true. We have a tendency to fall prey to other people's thoughts and opinions of us and allow that to impact how we feel about who we are. So, my friends, if someone says something negative about you, please take into consideration the following. First and foremost, consider the source. Where is it coming from? Who's it coming from? Is it somebody that you really, really, really admire and hold in high esteem? If so, then maybe it's time to maybe take a little look inward. But if it's somebody that is just a casual acquaintance or someone who, you know, you don't hold in as high of esteem as you would someone else, you know, consider the source. Also, consider that maybe what this person is saying about you is just a projection of their own insecurity and their own fear. That happens. You know, people don't like to sit in their own insecurity and fear. And so they, unfortunately, they put that onto other people through negative comments. Consider, too, that those negative comments of not good enough, those negative comments, maybe that an indication that they're missing out on seeing just how incredible you are. And boy, sad for them, truly. And last but certainly not least, remember, you don't have control over what others think, just what you think. So don't allow someone else's negative thoughts to taint your own. Because the bottom line is, you are more than enough. You always have been, and you always will be. And with that said, if you're struggling with the feeling of not good enough and you're wishing to kick it to the curb and overcome it once and for all, I want to invite you to join me over at the Daily Om, that's dailyom.com, for the course Overcoming Not Good Enough. It's an email course. It's 8 weeks. And that can be found by clicking on from the main page, the More Courses link on the front page of the site, and then clicking on Browse by Title. And what's really cool about this e-course, it's self-paced, so you can do it at your own time and your own leisure. And I love the fact that you can pay anywhere from $1 on up, because we want to bring courses to you and not limit you by the financial means. So I encourage you to join me over there. And with that said, let's talk about kicking the funk to the curb. You know, I mentioned in the opening of the show last week, I was in a really funky place, and it wasn't a good funky place. And I had absolutely no idea where it came from. I don't know what impacted it. I know there's a lot of different things going on in my world, a lot of change. I've got a big move ahead, which I'm very excited about. A lot of changes in the direction I'm heading in. And so, you know, it made absolutely no sense to me as to why I was feeling as cruddy as I was feeling. So I really sat with this for a while, and this is a topic I've dealt with before, and it's actually a topic that, I've created an e-course around, or it's part of an e-course that I created. But, you know, thinking about funk, well, the first question that came into my head was, what is it? What is funk really? And I think it's important to differentiate. Funk is not about being chronically depressed. Okay. It's not about major depression. You know, funk is sometimes that lingering bad mood. And sometimes we know why we're in a bad mood. And other times we just wake up feeling in a bad mood. It's that feeling of being down or feeling of being off. And for me last week, it was just feeling out of sorts and very low in energy. And again, I want to reiterate, this is not chronic depression. Okay, it's just having an off day or an off week. And in my case, it was an off week. And, you know, it's interesting, when I was thinking about funk last week and in the work that I've done, I look at the ways in which funk impacts us. You know, and it does, it has a huge impact. It impacts our mood. You know, when we're in a funk, it's really hard to be in a positive place. It's really hard to get into a good mood. It has a tendency to impact our productivity. You know, I mentioned low energy. If I'm in a place of low energy, my motivation levels are on the floor, if not sub-zero, below the floor. And so it's really hard sometimes when we're in that funky place to be motivated and to be productive. It may even impact our perspective and how we see things. You know, what we normally don't allow to bother us might bother us just based on the perspective, the way in which we're seeing things. We may have a tendency to see more of the negative than more of the positive because we're in that place of funk. It also may encourage a breeding ground for negative thoughts and feelings to grow and to come from. You know, like last week, I'll be honest with you, being in that funk, I was more susceptible than I usually am to negative thoughts and to self-deprecation, because that happens. You know, our negative naysayer, my little friend Sally Saboteur, has a tendency to come out when I am not in the best of places emotionally. So, you know, I've come to realize we have a couple of options when we're dealing with the funk. All right. The first option, we can stuff or deny our feelings and continue on as if nothing's wrong and put on that brave, happy face and act like everything's rosy and peachy in the world. I have been notorious in the past for doing just that. Putting on that brave face and telling everyone that it's okay, that I'm okay, even if inside I'm not feeling so okay. Now, I'm not talking about being a negative Nelly and bringing everybody down, right? But I think it's important that, you know, we don't deny those feelings. We don't stuff those feelings of funk, because what happens when we do is the funk has a tendency to stick around a lot longer. The shelf life is a heck of a lot longer when we stuff our feelings. We also, in doing so, when we're denying the fact that we're in that place of funk, we're also telling ourselves subconsciously that our feelings aren't important, that what we're feeling doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. So that's one option. We can stuff or deny our feelings and go through our day or our week and pretend that those feelings are not there, shove them under the carpet. Or we have the option of kicking the funk to the curb. And that's what, of course, our topic is for today. So what can we do to kick it to the curb? Well, I have a couple of tips and exercises that I'd love to share with you. That anytime you're in a funky place, you're welcome to give a try. And these tips and exercises, some of them are from a free e-course I wrote several years ago called Getting Your Groove On, 10 Kick-Ass Ways to Supercharge Your Life, which can be found on my website at whatswithinyou.com/supercharge. So you're welcome to sign up and get a hard copy of this and other exercises. But one of the exercises I use when I'm in a funk is I don't fight it. I give myself permission to sit with it for a bit. And that's exactly what I did last week. So I gave myself the permission to feel it, to sit with it, to feel all the negative feelings through. I often encourage people to throw pity parties during that time. And for those of you who've tuned into the show or listened to past versions of the show, you've heard me talk about those pity parties where you just sit with those feelings. And you do. You throw yourself a pity party. I think it's important, though, during the times when we're just sitting with our funk, that we remember that it's not okay and it's not fair to take our funk out on someone else. It is okay, however, to be honest with someone else and say, hey, you know what? I am not in a really good place right now. And I'm sitting with this not really good place. And I'm sitting with these crappy feelings that I'm feeling. And if I say something derogatory or mean, I don't mean it. Or I'm not in a really good place right now. And so right now is not a good time for me to be having this conversation. You know, being transparent and honest that you're not in a good space is really helpful, not just to you, but to the other people. And being honest is really helpful. And I've never had somebody say to me, well, gee, what the heck's wrong with you? I've actually had quite the opposite, where I've been honest and said, hey, I'm just not in a good space right now. And because I'm not in a good space, this is not the time for me to have this conversation. So I'm going to get back in touch with you when I'm in a better space, because I don't want to say anything or take anything out on you. And people appreciate that. I know my loved ones certainly do. But going back to sitting with this funk, you know, if you sit with it, if you need to sit with it, that's okay. Give yourself permission to do that. Don't force it to move. It will move. It will move as you're continuing to feel it through. And sometimes if you're forcing the funk, that can create more funk. So recognize the times when you're needing just to sit with it and needing just to feel the feelings. Okay. The funk too is also can be a great indicator that change or learning or growth is on its way, kind of like a growing pain. You know, that funk can be used to create some awareness, rather than take you down a dark, stinky rabbit hole. So, you know, if you're feeling the funk and you're feeling like you're not wanting to sit with it, you want to move away from it, ask yourself some of the following questions. What am I meant to learn from this time? You know, for me, it was an indicator that I just needed to slow down, that I needed to take some time for me just to breathe and to do some things that, you know, I really enjoy and to recharge my battery. I didn't realize that I was getting fried and crispy. So my funk was an indicator that I just needed to slow down. And that's what I learned from it. Another question you can ask is, what's at the source of the funk? What should I do with it? You know, what's at the source? And you may not have an answer as to what's at the source. You may not know, as I said to you in the opening of the show, you may not know why you're in a funk. It's just there. So, you know, but if you want to dig and explore, ask yourself that question. Or maybe ask the question, what do I need to change in order for the funk to stop? Do I need to change my location? Do I need to get out? Do I need to be in the sunshine? What do I need to do? So those are some questions you can ask to create some awareness to help you to move past the funk, if you're ready to do that. Here's something else that really helps me. Play some of your favorite music really loud and sing at the top of your lungs or dance around. I consider music to be the crayons for the soul, and it's really hard to stay in a funk when I'm surrounded by beautiful color, a great beat, or some uplifting lyrics. So get your groove on and sing your little heart out while shaking your booty around the house. Okay? Here's something else that's helpful. If you can, get a massage. Okay? A massage, what that does is not only does it feel amazing and fantastic, but it also starts to move the energy in your body, and it removes the blocks, and it starts to help you to release toxins. So get a massage. And it's really important too, after you get that massage, or even when you're in a funk, if you don't get a massage, to drink lots and lots and lots of water, because that helps to move the energy around in your body and to remove the toxins. Now, here's something that I always find helpful, and I certainly found this extremely helpful last week. Play with your animals, your pets. I have adorable dogs, and I love them, and they love me unconditionally, regardless of if I'm in a crappy mood or not. And it's really difficult sometimes to be in a very funky place when you've got little four-legged creatures wagging their tail and giving you kisses and wanting to be, you know, with you. So, you know, that's something that will help. Another thing that'll help is to talk it out. Sometimes all we need is a safe space to share what's troubling us. You know, sometimes it's in that sharing that we're often able to create some awareness or create some clarity around what's causing the funk and to let it go. So, you know, call a friend. Talk to yourself out loud. I've been known to do that. It helps. Get in touch with a coach. But talk it out. Talk it out. It's important. Here's something else that I would encourage you to do. Have a good scream. You know, sometimes we're in that place of funkiness so much that we want to scream, but we don't. So scream. And if you're embarrassed, go in your closet, shut the door, and scream really loud. It's in the screaming that it does. It helps to release the tension, the frustration, the feelings of funkiness. So have a good scream. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't scream at somebody else, though, okay? Because that's not fair. And we talked about that just a few minutes ago. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with you having a good scream on your own. Try having an attitude of gratitude. I know that sounds counterintuitive when you're feeling really cruddy. But I will tell you this, if you can cop that attitude of gratitude, it does help to switch the brain from the negative to the positive. Because remember, the brain can't be in two places at one time. It can't be in a positive place and a negative place. So if you're feeling the funk and you need to get out of it quickly because you've got something going on where you need to be in the best frame of mind possible, stop and list the things that you're most grateful for. Really sit with what you're grateful for. Something else that helps is to get moving. Take a walk, go to the gym, exercise, take a yoga class. Just get moving. Get the blood flowing, the endorphins going. Okay, movement, activity, exercise, that helps to increase the serotonin levels in your brain, which is what makes you feel good. And it helps to increase the endorphins in your brain, which helps you to feel good. So, you know, get that adrenaline pumping to lift the mood. Here's something else. Treat yourself. You heard me right. Take some time and do something nice for you. Grab your favorite ice cream. Have a ice cream cone, you know, rent your favorite movie. Take some time just to chill out. Because that's really important. Just do something nice for you, something that'll put a smile on your face and a little groove in your step. If you can, recognize that the funk sometimes is an indicator that you need a little bit more rest. So get some rest. Take a nap. If it's possible, go to bed a little earlier when you're in that funky place so that you're getting some good sleep. And what's really important is during the times when you are in that funk, what's really, really important is to pay attention to the words that you say and the thoughts that you have in regards to yourself. I mentioned this earlier on in the show. You know, our negative naysayer has a tendency to come out louder and stronger when we're not in a really good space. So it's even more so important that when we aren't in that good space, to avoid the negative chatter, to avoid self-deprecation. If you don't feel like you can turn the self-deprecation around and say something nice to yourself, then just stop the self-deprecation right then and there. Don't say anything at all. Maybe take a couple of deep breaths instead. Also, get some sun. Sunshine really helps to lift a mood. Not to mention it's good because you get some vitamin D in your system. But, you know, get some sunshine. Get some fresh air. You know, I think that really helps. Here's something that I learned, too, from a woman by the name of Sonia Choquette. She's an intuitive who I absolutely, absolutely love. I love her work. She's been very helpful to me along my journey. And she recommends getting an Epsom salt bath. Okay. And soaking in the Epsom salt, you take Epsom salt and you pour it into a bathtub. A couple of cups of Epsom salt works. You pour it into the bathtub. You soak in it for about 10, 15 minutes. Visualize all the negative thoughts, all the negative feelings, all the funkiness. Visualize it going into the water, coming out of your body and into the water. And then let the water out and visualize all the negatives draining, going down the drain, circling down the drain and being removed from you and going down the drain into the sewer, being carried away. And then after you take the Epsom salt bath, get into the shower and rinse off. And it really does work. It really does help to shift a mood. It really does help to clear the energy. So, take an Epsom salt bath. This is something that I love to do and love to get. When I'm in a funky mood, I will ask for a hug. So go give a hug to somebody. Ask somebody you love to give you a hug. It does. It helps to change the mood. It helps you to feel a little bit better. And if that doesn't work, cry. There is absolutely nothing wrong with having a good cry. Crying is a great form of release, but it's also clearing. If you think about it, it's tears and water clears. So have a good cry. Here's something that helps too. Whether you believe in God, a higher power, whomever you believe in, spirit guides, pray. I will often ask for help in removing my heaviness and removing my funk. I love to do readings. I'll get out my tarot cards and ask for divine guidance. How do I remove this? What do I need to know about the funk so that I can get rid of it? Yeah, really, really helpful. And here's something that's really important too. When you're in a funky place, we are more susceptible to other people's energy and other negative things that are going on in the world. So if you can, steer clear of the external negatives. Steer clear of the people who are complaining. Steer clear of any gossip. Although I have to admit, sometimes when you're feeling in a funk, gossiping helps you to may feel like it's going to help you to feel better, but it doesn't. It only makes you feel worse. So steer clear of the gossip. Avoid the news for a little while you're in the funk. Okay, so that you're not subjecting yourself to what's going on in the world that's negative. Avoid negative people if you can. Just do the things you can to surround yourself with the positives, positive people, positive information, positive stories. My goodness, you have a wealth of positive here at Empower Radio. We have hosts who are absolutely amazing at bringing positive to the world. So tune into Empower Radio. Listen to some of the other shows that have been, recorded that you can download. But tune into the positive. And speaking of positive, laugh. Read a funny book. Watch a funny movie. Catch a comedy show. Get your laughter on. Boy, that will really help to clear the funk. And, the other thing that's important is sometimes you just need to be still. Meditate. Be quiet for a while. And if all these things don't work, like talking it out, screaming it out, I would encourage you to journal. Get out all your feelings onto a piece of paper. And remember, piece of paper, unless, of course, you want them to. Nobody's going to read your journal unless, of course, you want them to. Say whatever you need to say. You're not going to be judged for what you're sharing in your journal. And I would certainly encourage you not to judge yourself. You're entitled to have bad days. You're entitled to have crappy feelings. Journal about them. And my last tip in terms of clearing the funk is having some childlike fun. I had a friend who was in a really bad space, and a group of us got together for dinner, and she was sharing what a bad space she was in. And we were in an area where outside of the restaurant was this cute little fountain area that kids were playing in. It was the fountain area, the fountains that come out of the ground. and the kids were running through the fountains and they were having so much fun, and it was just a blast to watch them. And so, of course, me being who I am and being the crazy person that I am, I decided to run through the fountain with my clothes on, which of course got my friend who was in a funk laughing hysterically. And I invited her to do the same. And we were running through the fountains with kids. Nothing's better than childlike fun when you're in a funk. Play a game. Bejeweled Blitz is my one go-to when I'm in a funk. I love playing games. So whatever you choose to do, whatever that is, to clear the funk, remember, you can kick it to the curb when you're ready. I want to thank you all for being here with me this week and for being with me every week. I also want to thank my producer, Nate, for riding shotgun with me as always, and Brett Carey, the visionary and founder of Empower Radio, for making it possible for us to bring positive information to you each and every week. Take care, everyone. And in the meantime, keep amping up your attraction factor.